Soldiers, to me. I have something I need to take care of on my own now. Go look out for anyone in need of help or supplies. Yes, you are dismissed. Hey. Good morning. I hope you're doing... why are you looking at me like that? It's like you've seen a ghost. Yes, of course it's me. Come on. I know I've changed a lot, but you can't recognize your own... Hey. Thanks for the hug. Yeah, I missed you too, but be careful. If you hug me too tight, the armor will end up hurting you. See? I told you, right? I told you that I wouldn't leave forever. I'm alive. I'm here with you now. Everything's fine. And don't you dare cry. I'm supposed to be the crybaby here. And I know I should probably come inside instead of standing at your door. But can we stay like this for a bit longer? I just really miss this. Thank you. All right, you can show me your big, pompous house now. Come on. Wow, there's actually so much stuff from your old home here. I know you can afford much better furniture now. So why did you... Oh, emotional value, huh? Yeah, I guess you're right. They do remind me of the old days, too. Before Chalix invaded. Before the war. We were just two kids having fun together. Even if that only usually lasted until I fell down or stumbled on something, and your mom had to try to make me stop crying. Oh, look at us. We sound like two elders talking, don't we? Nostalgia aside, I know we need to talk about that, alright? I promise I'm not trying to avoid the subject, but it's just so hard to... Okay, I know it came off as a huge shock to everyone when I said I was joining the Resistance Army. Me, of all people. The girl who was afraid of, well, almost everything. I know all of that. But I also had my reasons to do it. I was just too afraid to tell them to you at the time. Please don't look at me like that. I know I don't owe you an explanation. It's not that. You're my best friend. And I know I made you worried all the time. So, I want you to know. But I'm trying to find a way to explain it. You know, for most of our lives, we were two peasant kids with no hope of making any difference in the world. We were... nobody's. But we talk about our dreams all the time, remember? That we would be able to change the world one day. Give our families better lives. I never forgot about that. And when you got that scholarship, it was the first time I felt like we really could make a difference. Or... at least you could. You could become a great medic, a scholar, a diplomat, even a wizard. I knew you had the potential to be great, but still somebody who cares and wants to help people. People like us, who were ignored by everybody else. However, if the Chelish Empire started ruling our city with their iron fist, everything would be in vain. All our aspirations would be crushed, and there would be no way out of it anymore. You might not be a warrior, but you were still fighting to give everyone a better place to live. While I was doing nothing. I was small, weak, scared. But that didn't mean I couldn't try, right? And I knew I wasn't built for fighting. But even if it took me ages to learn how to hold a sword, I still trained. Every single day. Hours past the time when everyone else went to rest. I gave it my everything. Until I managed to become one of the commanders of the resistance. Until we stopped the invasion once for all. Because I believed in you. And I know I shouldn't have ignored your feelings about this. I know I should have come to visit more often. But I was afraid if I did, I wouldn't want to go back. That I want to give up. I hope you can forgive me for this at least. Stop. I'm the one apologizing. Why are you comforting me? You're still as gentle as ever, aren't you? I still have one more thing to say, though. What I told you now, it's only half the reason I did all of that. The other half? I think it's even more difficult for me to say. I can't help be afraid of what your reaction might be. I mean, I know you won't be mad if I tell you this. But I'm sure you'll never look at me the same way again. I don't know if this is good or bad. I just know that it's terrifying. But no, I will say it. I came here for this, after all. Come on, woman. You told him this much already. You can do it. Just pull yourself together. Okay. Can you come a bit closer and look me in the eyes while I do it, though? Thank you. So, remember how back in the day you were always protecting me? When the rich kids were making fun of me? Or when those bullies were trying to steal the little coin I had? You always defended me. Even if you knew you'd get beat up after. Strength has never been your strong point. But you still did it, right? So, I wanted to do the same for you. I wanted to protect the city and help our families, of course, but more than anything, I wanted to keep you safe. And not because I think I owe it to you or anything like that, no. But because you were important to me. Much, more important than you could ever imagine. I did all of this because I love you. I've been in love with you ever since. I don't know. Ever since I learned what being in love with somebody means. Even when we were teenagers and your mom joked that we would get married someday, I would always get all shy and flustered. Because I knew even then that I really felt something for you. And as we grew together, you were always there for me. You were always taking care of me. And even if you didn't know, you always made me feel like the most special girl in the world. So I decided that I wanted to be your hero this time around. Your knight in shiny armor. And I also secretly wish that maybe, one day, after everything went back to normal, we could be together. No wars, no empire, just us. I'm sorry, this may be very selfish. And I don't want you to think that you have to feel anything for me. I can't hide this anymore. Not from you. Not from anyone. And I know this is a lot. So it's fine if you need some time to... Wait. Are you... Really? After all this time, you. Oh, thank you. Gods, I've spent so many daydreams thinking about kissing you. And finally getting to do it feels every bit as good as I was expecting. I should probably take this armor off, though. Give me a second. Much better. Well, that's me. As you can see, I'm not exactly that cute, fragile-looking girl anymore. Gorgeous? Come on. With this clothing tunic and tomed body, I probably look more like a farm boy. Gorgeous isn't exactly a word I use to describe myself right now. All right. If you honestly like my body that much, come here. I want to tell you a secret. It's something silly, but I've never been with a man before. Maybe I was hoping you would be my first one day. Why are you blushing so much? Hey, it's okay if you think it's too soon for that. I've just wanted you for such a long time. And now we're finally here. So I thought... Oh. You're a virgin too? I wasn't expecting that. Well, I guess it means we can try it. And find out together, right? I mean, if you want to, of course. I'll take that as a yes. And this is definitely better without that big metal plate in the way. Now I can finally feel you rub your hands on my chest. I can feel our bodies touch. What a perfect body you have. Yes, of course I think that. You might not be the biggest or the strongest guy around, but who said I care about that? For me, you're just perfect. I love the way you look. I love the way you smell. I love the way you feel. I love this soft voice when you talk to me. I love everything about you. Honestly, I could just keep kissing you like this all day. You know, making up for all those years of wait. But don't worry about it. We have all the time in the world now. Just for us. Is this hand trying to go inside my shirt? What a naughty boy you are. I'm kidding, I'm kidding. Don't go all red again. If there's anything you want to do to me, just do it. I'm all yours.
That's good. Oh, God, that's really good. Oh, please keep massaging my breast. Oh, and keep kissing me too. Oh, fuck. This is making me want to kiss you even more.
You don't know how bad I wanted this. Even your hand simply touching me like this, it feels like my body's gonna melt. Yes, you can take your shirt off. Took you long enough to ask. And I'll repay the favor, of course. You feel so good. Hey, there's a little thing I want to try, if you don't mind. Curious, my love? Why don't you sit on that fancy armchair right there and let me show you then? Good. Now I'll sit right here and straddle your lap. Think it's a good time to stop with all the suspense. Look, it's true that I've never been with a guy before, but I've become very good friends with one of my old instructors, and let's just say that she was a very experienced lady. I told her all about a guy that's really special to me, and that I'd love to make him very happy one day. And she gave me some tips. Do you want to know what they were? After you mount his lap and have him pinned down, start rubbing yourself against him. Always gently, so he can feel all of your curves. Like that. Feel good? Then, Let him explore your body. But make sure that he knows that you're in charge now, and that you'll take very good care of him. Then, slowly, slide up his lap, going ever so slightly closer to his manhood, and when he starts begging for more, start kissing him and oh God, she didn't tell me it would be this hard to focus. Oh gosh. I can feel your cock getting harder and bigger. Oh fuck, I'm getting so wet too. My breeches are already soaked. My body keeps getting more and more sensitive. How am I supposed to be able to resist this? Oh, fuck it. I give up. I can fight a horde of devils by myself, but I swear to Everbloom, if we don't make love right now, I'm going to go fucking crazy. Please take your pants off. I need you. I need you more than I've ever needed anything. Yeah, I'll take mine off too. There. Are you ready? Good. I'm ready too. Oh, you feel so, so good. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm so wet. But I can still feel you stretching me. Oh, fuck. Oh, don't worry. It hurts a bit, just a little, but I've had so much worse before. This feels so good. I can't believe we're finally doing this. I can't believe that you're finally inside me. Oh, can you play with my tits again, please? Please, I want to feel your hands on them again. Oh, they're so sensitive now. Oh, fuck. Yes, like that. Oh, touch my body. Show me I'm yours. Show me, please. Oh. I'm gonna slide in deeper, okay? Just a little more. I wanna put you all the way in now. Oh, you feel so amazing. Oh, that's it, love. That's it. All yours. I'm all yours, my love. I'm finally. Oh, fuck, it's getting so hard to speak. I need more. I need you. Yes. I'm gonna write you a little harder, too. I can't hold back anymore. Why do you feel so perfect? Cock feels so amazing. Oh, I can feel my body squirming. I can feel my pussy starting to get tighter. Oh, and tighter around you. Fuck. I want to feel you more. I want to, but I think I'm getting close. I think I'm gonna come. Oh, yeah, you are too? Is that why you're twitching so much? Oh, please, let go with me. Let's come together. And don't pull out, okay? I want to feel your seed filling me up. I just,
I need to slide you all the way in. One last time. And yes, 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 yes. Oh, fuck. That's it. I'm coming. Oh. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, that was so, so good. Oh, I'm glad you liked it too, love. I'm really glad. I'm tired. I'll just rest my head on your chest, okay? I promise. Night can bridal carry you all the way to bed later. But right now, she's barely feeling her legs. Hey, can you look into my eyes again? Yeah, like that. I want you to know how happy I am. With everything that happened. I don't know. I barely believe this isn't a dream. All that effort, all the sacrifices I had to make, they were all worth it in the end, weren't they? After so many veiled invasions, the Empire was so weakened. It'll never bother us again. Our families are safe. We have enough money to help the people who need it most. Just like we said we would do one day. And most importantly, I'm here with the man I love, resting on his chest. Caressing his hair after finally getting to make love together. Knowing this is how the story ends, I would have done it a million times over if I had to. No, I can't promise I won't cry this time. But I just wanted to say that. Thank you for inspiring me, for always being with me, and for making me happy like nobody else could. I love you.